Thank you, and thank you for all of these comments. I think they're all clear and understood, and appreciate that the challenges are well understood by all. I think just to, in response to Italy's questions or comments, in terms of the chair being aware of requiring another session or whatnot, you know, the chair is very clear that the plan for the meeting is to finalize and approve the text for the instrument. That's what he clearly has laid out in his scenario note. But I'm quite confident that the chair has a plan, that he is analyzing all scenarios of what may come forward. But the common goal is really, as Harry is mentioning, to work towards the final text and negotiate and compromise as required. But I am quite confident he has a plan. Second of all, in terms of the balance of the contact group set out, certainly there have been some questions coming forward on the balance of these. Certainly, I think that some of the issues are set out as text, others are set out as conceptual approaches where the chair didn't feel there was as much convergence on topics. The guidance in scheduling and setting up the meeting is, I believe, that more time will be given and allotted to those groups that require the extra time officially in the program of the plant timing of the contact groups, but also that the contact groups would probably move swiftly to informal groups in order to reach consensus in their negotiating process as quickly as possible. And I think he's the chair again is well aware of this as he's planning out the session in a more detailed path. And as I mentioned in my presentation, the first 3 days timing and schedule will be made available ahead of the session, and I think you can expect to see it sometime next week after the Bureau meets on Monday. Yeah. Thank you.